or CBA Mobile.
Houston Zero TR, we're just headed to the dope.
Well, Mr. Tom, I just left Eggs Up Grill, eating breakfast with an old buddy of mine. He used to drive for EMS when I met him, and for Greenville County, and now he is a travel nurse. He travels around. He's going up to Sevierville, and for a week or so, and has a camper, and he pulls it along, and so anyway, he's a little younger than me, and he's an amateur radio operator too. I can't remember his call because it's been so long since I talked to him, but anyway, we had breakfast this morning.
And Gerald T.R. Well, that's great, Dave. It's nice to see old friends. Mine are 935 miles away, so haven't seen any of them in a long time. I wish I felt like driving that far, but I really don't. We don't like taking long road trips. I'd rather fly, and that's even getting a little bit difficult for us.
Pilot's license, I'd fly you. You pay for the gas. I would fly you anywhere you wanted to go.
If I won the lottery, which I don't play, but maybe once every 6 months just for fun, that's what I would do is get a partial ownership on a jet. Dave, you have to give us just a couple of minutes here. We're pulling in to the dump. This is Gerald York.
Downtown here. I guess I'm headed to the house. I don't know. I might make a stop at the antenna store. Who knows?
A little bit.
ABA Mobile. Church Street, and I'm getting ready to hit Ways Hampton.
We're up here at the compactor just north of our house. It takes, probably 6-7 minutes to go up there and back, and we feel very blessed. Back in Kansas, just to drop that little load would have been $20. And if you have a little two-wheel trailer behind you, been $40. And here, it's all done through our taxes.
We pay taxes, but we still have to pay for trash pickup. I didn't figure that one out yet. But for some reason, even though Taylor's is not incorporated or anything, it's part of Greenville County, we have to pay for trash pickup. I want to have a little talk with my representative about that, because something about that just doesn't jee-haw with me.
Well, I'd say dream on. If we had ours picked up, it was like 18 or 20 bucks a month, Dave, and gosh, we're retired, and it takes 5 minutes to drive up here. It's up here by that, you know, where that old schoolhouse or whatever it was, they turned it into a hot dog shop. It's just east of that, about a mile. And so I don't know exactly. Well, I can find out here right quick. Hang on. It's 2.1 miles.
W1RER on the group.
Hi, Rich.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Tom. Dave, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to the antenna store, but I'm going to the wire man. Do you need anything at the wire man?
Beach. thinking about building a 6-meter double bazooka, but I don't even know if I'm going to get into the trouble. I think I'm just going to buy one. It's like $40, $42, and I figure I'd probably screw it up anyway. And wind up having to buy one, so I think I'm just going to buy one.
Well, how about you, Tom? You need anything up here?
No, but thank you for asking, Rich. Appreciate it. They're about 11 miles north of us, I think. I haven't been up there in a while. I always forget how to get there, so I just put it in the GPS. I don't envy you going up that hill, though. At least it's dry.
Yeah, is there a driveway? I have to take my glasses off because of the bifocals. You know what I mean? Don't want to get too close to the edge. Gentlemen, I just thought I'd ask, because I know Dave's been talking about doing something with an antenna, so I'm picking up underground coax for my new dipole, so. All right, gentlemen, I'll let you get back to your queue, so, because you know how these roads are around here, so. 73 W1RAO, we'll be listening.
Anyway, I have purchased some things from them and just had them, you know, had them shipped to the house.
Last one, Rich.
Tom, I just wanted to let you guys know that I was going up here because Dave was talking about doing something with an antenna. So, we'll say 73s. I'll let you guys get back to your queue, so, since I just made a wrong turn, if you could hear the GPS. Just told me to make a U-turn, so. All right, gentlemen, 73s. We'll talk at you later.
Okay, Rich. Well, we're just about home, too, Dave, and I guess you probably are also, so. Say 73s for now and catch you down the road. This is Gerald T. York.
Rich, I appreciate you thinking about me, and say hello to everyone up there, and so, Tom, well, let me just say this. I'm sure Bernice is with you, and your goodies were a big hit there at the meeting Monday. And make Tom behave if you possibly can. We'll talk to everyone later, KB4 CBA Mobile.
Thank you, and good luck with that.
Yeah, we got your note, and that was real kind, Dave. We really appreciate it. And got one from Sam, the Japanese amateur radio operator. He's quite a guy. And I know they were all appreciated, and you enjoy it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
See you later, Dave. And Gerald T. Austin.